How to be materially successful while following Krishna consciousness? By following Krishna consciousness as it is, and not by following Krishna consciousness as our mind says it is. What that means, many times in India I used to go to colleges and do programs and give some mentoring to students. So these many students, just before the exams, they fall in love with Ramayana and Mahabharata. Throughout the semester, sometimes they'll come for programs, sometimes they'll not come for programs. But when the preparatory leave is going on, they'll tell, hey, you know, studies, they're all mundane. They're all temporary. I'm a soul. I just want to love Krishna. So why should I study these books? I'll just study Ramayana and Mahabharata. So what has happened here is, the mind is looking for the path of least resistance. And then our Krishna bhakti seems to be the path of lesser resistance than our academic studies. So the mind chooses that. But then the same students will tell, read some philosophical books afterwards. So Krishna consciousness is a path where we want to offer our entire being to Krishna. And that means even our material talents, even our material abilities. It is said that what we have is Krishna's gift to us. What we become is our gift to Krishna. So the talents that we have, the abilities that we have, the interests that we have, they are given to us by Krishna. And we are meant to use them in His service. So if we think of Krishna consciousness only in terms that, oh, I have to do my, I come to the temple, I associate with devotees, I chant, I dance, all that is good. But Krishna consciousness is not only that. Krishna consciousness, these activities are meant to infuse Krishna consciousness within us, and that consciousness is meant to be carried to all the aspects of our life. So, when a devotee does studies, when a devotee does one's job, a devotee wants to do it in the best possible way, but not for one's own ego. I want to be the number one. No, a devotee wants to do it for the service of Krishna. For say, I was in a university in India, so one student asked me, how can I make my friends into devotees? Told him, by studying nicely. If you study well, there is no guarantee that your friends will become devotees. But if you study poorly, there is guarantee your friends will never become devotees. Why? Because we have to understand that our spiritual life and our material life are not separated entirely. Both are meant for the service of Krishna. So first is in terms of attitude, that even in the material world, I want to do my best. And I do the best for the sake of Krishna. For pleasing Krishna, for serving Krishna, for attracting others to Krishna, for creating a sustainable material future for myself where I can serve Krishna more. By having financial security, by having social security, whatever it is. So we re-envision our whole life as a service to Krishna. Now, as I said earlier, sometimes it may appear that Krishna consciousness takes so much time that I don't have time to pursue my material life and material career. That is not exactly true, because as I said, Krishna consciousness saves the time which is otherwise taken away by our mind. That's one point. Second point is that with respect to the practice of Krishna consciousness, we need to learn the art of dynamic balance. Dynamic balance means that there are times in our life when we will need to focus more attention on our material life. Maybe we have project deadline, we have an exam, we have urgent family need. We should focus that time and that wholeheartedly. And when there is some opportunity for more spiritual association, there is some festival, at that time we spend more time on Krishna. So if we use our intelligence properly, we'll be able to know where to focus when. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita purport that intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. So our nature, the mind is that it sees things out of perspective. The mind says this is important, means this only is important and everything else, no, send it into the trash bin. And after some time, hey, no, why did I send it into the trash bin? It is very important. Then what I consider very important, send that into the trash bin now and take this up. So, if we have overall perspective of things, then we will be able to adjust when I should focus more on my material life, when I should focus more on my spiritual life. That intelligent balance we can get, and we adjust. If I'm traveling somewhere, then if there's traffic, I'll go slowly. If traffic clears, I'll go fast. So sometimes when we want to do something, traffic may become more, so we go slowly at that time. In our life, I'm talking about traffic in terms of activities. Later on, we go faster. So that balance, it's very important to get that. And often, as I said, started by saying this answer, that if we understand and practice Krishna consciousness as it is, not as our mind imagines it to be, then we can actually be focused and successful both materially and spiritually. So for that, we need some guidance, often from some seniors. If we get that, then that balance will come. Yes?
You gave example of the guy who was suicidal, multiple suicide.
Mm-hmm.
The intensity increased.